beep, 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 beep. This is live breaking news. We are RCAD, and we are live again.
And we're here
as a group. Breaking news, Matt quit Facebook, apparently. Jack wants to talk about the Chargers, but I quit Facebook, so sorry the link wasn't posted sooner.
Welcome to the dark side, Matt.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. I was inspired by your lead, and I just was like, good. You know what? Yeah,
it was the best thing
ever. There was just a couple things that had happened to me, and I just was like, you know what? I'm walking away. I'm walking away from you, Facebook. You bring me no joy. If you bring me no joy, you know, I mean, really, you know, I mean, like, if it's not bringing me any joy, then I really need, or if it's bringing me more anger and aggression in my life.
No joy, no Mary, no Sandy. It's not bringing anything.
See, for me, it was not bringing me, it was bringing me joy at times, but it was bringing me far more anger and frustration. Right. I was just like, later.
I've slowly, like, kind of just been on Twitter, but it seeps in as basically just another, like, source of just for me to be frustrated.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm kind of just
on Instagram, like I'm doing my other social medias. I will say this about quitting one social media platform and then having others is that I actually ended up chatting with somebody through Instagram that I hadn't talked to for a while. You know, so it was kind of like, oh, hey, I'm meeting somebody. You know, I'm talking to somebody that I hadn't, you know. But there are other things like drawbacks to it.
That, does their name start with a G?
Huh? No. Mm-mm. Nope. Thanks. Thanks for going there.
So. I will say my new source of social media is, or I can't really see it, but it's Reddit. I fucking love Reddit. The cool thing about Reddit for me is that, you know, all the things I did like about Facebook of like kind of seeing like cool, you know, cool, like fun, interesting articles, funny shit, like just stuff that would like make you laugh and kind of like to keep in touch with the news. Reddit does that. And granted, there's tons of toxicity and potentially in the comment sections, but the comment sections are not as easily accessible. Like you have to hunt for comments before you see them. This one, I can just scroll through and have fun. It's awesome. Reddit is a blast.
And you can selectively the RCAD.
What's that?
The new sponsor of the RCAD.
There you go. I'm a huge fan, and I'm anonymous on it too. So it's like my name's not on it. Other people's names aren't on it. Like, it's just like people go in there and just consume stupid shit, fun stuff, interesting stuff. And it's you kind of select what with like with any other platform, you tailor what you see on your homepage. So you follow different subreddits. And I know this is, I'm like a fucking boomer right now. Reddit's been around for years. People are listening to us right now saying, well, good for you. You're fucking, you know, you're like the 5 millionth person to join Reddit, because it actually has had a huge explosion with people jumping onto Reddit as they're jumping ship from TikTok. But it's a lot.
You know what's going to happen to Reddit, though? All the people jumping ship from Facebook and TikTok are going to go there and ruin Reddit.
It's hard to do that, though, because it's not the same. I can't explain. I can't put my finger on it.
Hey, I've been on Reddit for longer than, what, 2 weeks?
You probably, yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
So it's, but you know, I mean, it's not the same. Like, I don't know. It's harder to get mad.
Well, I had to practice because there were some posts earlier, was it last week, and I almost responded to them on Facebook because what they were posting was idiotic and this wasn't fair, wasn't true. And I went, you know what? I told Chris just to ignore it. So I'm going to ignore it. And that's what I did.
Oh, I was trying to bring it up in the back of my screen here to show where Jack.
Did I fuck up?
It was just my message. I was putting up the message.
I saw it, but I just kind of just went, okay, whatever.
Okay.
Evidence so, that you delegated.
For those listening and those that really can't see whatever is behind me, it's basically just a screen capture of my message to Jack that said, Jack, can you post the YouTube link to the Facebook groups?
Don't throw him under the bus.
Whoa, wait a second. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Did I answer you?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. I mean, I'm going to go check.
I see what you did there.
That was good.
You know, I was probably thinking that you meant to post it on Twitter, which I always do.
And I was so excited about Ethan's graphics for this week's show. You know, I thought everybody would get a kick out of it. It says RCAD.
That's what my thumbs up was for, Ethan's graphic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ethan made this week's show's graphic. Thumbs up. That's what I was giving thumbs up for. Not that the I see it now, Jack, and you post this YouTube link. Like, I'm going to read that guy. I see. Okay, he's already put the link up for the show.
Oh my God.
Here's an idea. If you ever come back to social media, Facebook, they have this thing where you can send me a personal DM.
Uh-huh.
And then I would notice it. But my thumbs up was for Ethan. I'll be honest. I'm being completely honest. I never read your message, because I just thought it was the link for the show.
Fair. That's fair. You know, so it's cool.
So anyway, I'm done. And I've already broke my truth about not yelling at my co-host.
So angry. Well, you can change it. It's still true. I won't yell at Chris.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Chris. Oh. My name is Chris.
Oh.
Chris. Oh yeah. I'm not changing. I'm not messing with your name tonight. Okay, Chris.
I won't do that. You don't want him to yell at you.
I don't. You know. I mean,
to be fair, we don't want this show to become The View.
Or Ellen.
Yeah. Is anyone in the chat?
I don't think so.
If they are, they're just mad at us. They're like, yeah, we're not even going
to say. Because I went out of my way. You guys wouldn't know this, but I went out of my way to thank them for joining us each week. And we're happy anybody listens to us.
Uh-huh. I don't thank them at the end of the show.
Well, no, because they're probably not listening at that point. That part's usually the worst part of the show.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I just want to get this out in the open. I want to thank some sponsors.
Sponsors? Did Matt freeze?
We definitely just lost Matt temporarily. It's a good spot for a sponsor break, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. At the 7:22 mark.
Yeah.
Oh, who's writing all this down?
That's a good point. I should probably do that.
Yeah, I don't have any paper.
You got it. Digital paper.
Chris is here to hear me gloat about my San Diego. Hey, thanks for Mitch Moreland, by the way, Chris.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so I've got the ad breaks in there. So
if you're just joining us, Matt has frozen.
Yeah. So Matt has frozen. Sorry for the technical difficulties. There was a miscommunication in getting some of the advertisement for the show out there. But hey, we're here. Jack and I are here.
Yeah.
And now Matt.
Let me apologize to all the listeners for the link not being out. I didn't read Matt's message.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened.
Cheese behind you. You're probably just like in some kind of cheese.
This is, I wanted to get a cheesy background.
Score.
That was an excellent bad joke.
Because, well, there it is, but is there a cheese? I got to ask this question. I had it written down last week, but never asked. Is there a cheese shortage? Because every store I go to only seems to have like a couple things of cheese.
I bought a big block of mozzarella.
Mozzarella you can find, but like this right here, Colby Jack, you can't find it.
I will say that at my local Costco, the cost per block for a pound of Colby Jack has gone up so much so that Costco decided to put up a sign telling people, hey, assholes, cheese is going up in price. You might have to pay a dollar more, which to me, I'm like $6.99 for a pound of cheese. Okay, whatever, you know, so maybe it was $5.99. I don't know what it was. It had gone up.
I don't know what the grapes are doing here with this cheese. I think that's a mango. Is that a mango back there?
Well, you got a big cheese board back there. You know, that's probably an apple. You know, you need those fruits to kind of cleanse your palate while you're trying those different cheeses.
That doesn't look like an apple to me.
Yeah, maybe it's a lime.
Could be a lime. A lime and cheese?
I have no idea.
But does anyone know if there is a cheese shortage? Because, like I said, I go to Wegmans. They have like three types of cheese. I'm like going, they have Swiss, they have American, and some pepper jack stuff. but nothing else. I go to Target, same thing. I go to our grocery store, same thing. So I'm wondering, is this a secret that they're keeping from us before the election? Because they don't want people going crazy because of the cheese, you know?
Maybe it's one of those things that Trump's going to release the cheese like the week before, you know, just get that cheese.
That could be. And so they get the cheese vote out.
Mm-hmm. Or Nancy Pelosi. The pizza voters.
And then Nancy Pelosi, is she going to wear a mask? I don't know.
John, for the UPS guy, you're right. There's plenty of cheese out here and on this show. So thanks for joining us.
But that's California. Californians are probably cheese hoarders.
You are so down on California cheese. Like you kind of have this.
No. I'm the California cheese defender. It's the serial killer that's always Wisconsin cheese.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying.
And I try not to get too.
I mean, Wisconsin is like the cheese capital of the country, is it not?
Just because their fans go around with cheese, just because they go around with cheese on their head at a football game. Yeah, who doesn't want to sit behind that guy?
But the thing is, the best cheese curd I've ever had has been from Wisconsin. You ever had cheese curd? I've had cheese curd with you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's from Wisconsin, but
I don't know if that cheese was, but I have had Wisconsin cheese curd when I was out visiting friends, family, actually.
I have no friends, so.
I have never seen cheese herd together, but if I ever did, I would run. So.
Okay.
That was a bad dad joke.
Yeah, that was like a stepdad joke.
I'm just trying to stuff as much cheese into this pizza as I can. I mean, next time, like,
let's just cut it and call it a day.
Okay. You know what you guys have made your own pizza before, right? If you get the
dude. Okay. Speaking of, this is okay. Where'd he go?
He left again.
So you said you've made your own cheese before. Yeah, I definitely. No. Pizza. Yeah. This is not fucking herpes. You know what this is? This right here. This is a big dollop of cheese from. I made English muffin pizzas for my daughter for lunch the other day, and I totally
those are the best.
So good. And I swiped one, and a big fucking dollop of cheese came over my lip, and it was like molten lava on my face. It sucked. The next morning, I had a huge bubble, and I went and wiped my mouth and just ripped the skin right off of my lip. So yeah, I got.
You can kind of see it.
Yeah, I can't see it. Yeah.
Yeah, hurt like a son of a bitch.
That's brutal. But you remember when I fell live?
Oh yeah, you busted it up open.
It was split like this. It was like I had a big gap, so they sewed it together. But this part has always been numb. And Cindy got this stuff, this marijuana. It's not true marijuana, but it kind of tastes like it. You put it under your tongue, you let it sit there for 30 seconds, and then it's supposed to help you relax and sleep. Oh. The last couple of days I've been doing it, I go, why is my lip, because it's numb right now, but it's like super numb before. It's like really numb. And I go, oh, it's the damn marijuana stuff. It's making that part right here. It's like I could probably stab it and wouldn't feel it.
Nice. Anyway. Well, you just reminded me.
Yeah.
When in Rome.
But anyway, so when I like to make people in the chat, you can chime in. You get the crust already made. I like to put the sauce on. Then I put cheese on it, then I put pepperonis on it, then I put more cheese on it, and then more pepperonis.
Yeah, you got a layer of the cheese below and on top of the old pepperoni.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Of course.
Like, so it's double pepperoni, double cheese. So that's the way to go.
That's what you pay Domino's an extra $2 for. You know? Extra
cheese. I don't know. We get these pizzas from Wegmans, and they're like $8-$9, and they're great. They're fantastic. They taste fantastic.
So neither Wegmans nor Domino's are sponsors of RCAD, but I gotta say, best bang for the buck, leveling quality and efficiency and ease of ordering. Domino's has got the fucking game cornered right now. I don't know if you guys have Domino's around you or not, and this isn't like a sacrilege, but like,
we have. Wait, you don't have Domino's around you, Matt?
No, there's probably a Domino's near us, but I don't.
I'm telling you right now, like, you know, if you asked me, if I said this, you know, 6-7 years ago, I would have laughed at myself because Domino's is shit. It's a complete shit. They've changed their game. Like, their pizza is, don't get me wrong, I'm not sitting here saying it's in the top five pizzas ever, because it's not even fucking
close. It's better than fucking New York pizza.
It's better than so much pizza that's out there. I'm telling you, bang for the buck, efficiency, ease of ordering, you can't fucking beat Domino's. $6 for a medium pizza, $6 for a specialty chicken. You get like the $5.99 like ordering menu. It's like $6 for everything. And I'm telling you, this is fucking nuts, because I'm sitting here my wife and kids went up to my in-laws' house, because my wife had to get up early and she had to drive to work, which is close to my in-laws' house. But here and there. So I said, you know what, fuck it, I don't feel like cooking. I opened up the Domino's app. I think I tapped like three fucking things. And like 19 minutes later, I had Domino's at my front step, contactless delivery. Perfect.
The last time we had Domino's, Cindy and I ordered, we got a salad with it. And I go, okay, yeah, get a salad. And we get it, and they you know, comes in a bag. Of course, you can't have contact with the delivery driver. So I bring it in and stuff like that. We look at the salad. It's brown. I mean, literally. I go, well, what's the expiration date? It hadn't expired, but I go, so Cindy sent a email to their corporate office. We have yet to get a response.
Really?
Yeah. And this has been probably a month and a half. I don't eat brown salad.
There's a thing like right on the app that you file a claim right in the app.
I don't know if she did, but
I'm just saying I've had consistently better than average pizza with no problems whatsoever, and it's so fucking convenient. It's crazy.
The pizza was great, but the salad was brown. I've told this story before, but back when we'd go to Vegas, when I was like 21, 22, you could order, I think Domino's first started delivering, but to get the pizza, you had to go outside the hotel, which I you know, because you couldn't have the food brought in. Well, now it's food is a – I said, you know what I should do? I should move to Vegas – buy a Domino's, make a deal with all the hotels. Like, I'll give them $3 to $4 a for every pizza that comes in. I'll just charge $4 more, and the pizza will come in. Because there would be literally six or seven people out there waiting for the pizza to come for Domino's. And my friend said, "Oh, that would never work."
We should totally start like an RCAD pizza delivery service, because I actually had a friend of mine who was almost franchised a Papa John's.
Yeah,
back before they were racist and terrible.
They got rid of him though.
Yeah, but the company's name is just tarnished. But it's the most profitable industry, like food, like fast food. That's why you see pizza shops everywhere. Like here in Franklin, Mass. I think I probably have 7 or 8 pizza shops in town. That's why you see Domino's popping up everywhere, because it costs like literally like 30 cents to make a pizza.
Yeah.
And it's all profit. Profit.
Well, that was my plan, but my friends said, they talked me out of it, saying, that's stupid. That's a dumb idea. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, anyways, as far as Domino's goes, if you haven't given a shot, I know, Randy, you haven't had Domino's in 20 years. Give it a shot, man. Like, I'm telling you, it's not going to knock your socks off. I'm not trying to claim that Domino's is the fucking second coming of Jesus Christ as far as pizza goes. No, it's not the case, but like, you can't beat the convenience of it, and it's actually good for what you're getting.
What about the cheese shortage?
Cheese shortage. I don't know about that. Back to the cheese shortage. What's going on with cheese?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I will do that. Maybe I'll have Matt do it. I'll just send you a message, Matt, about posting it on social media for me.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll do that for you.
Oh, we had a commercial break at 7:22. Chris is taking
it. I already got it.
I just didn't want to make it a thing that I left Facebook, but, it is noticeable, but I'm gone.
I'll know next week to post it.
I will continue to share it on Twitter, which I am on, although still trying to stay away from shit. It's just
I almost caved in last week. Because I just thought it was ridiculous what people were saying. But then I said, no. Remember, Pony Boy. Stay golden.
And see, you know the beautiful part? The ignorance is bliss. I have no fucking idea what you guys are talking about. Facebook sucks.
Well, I'm not mentioning what it was, because I I'm not going to. But
you know what I do on my phone a lot more now?
Crossword.
Crossword. How did you know? That's crazy.
Isn't it crazy? I figured that out.
How did you?
My guess was phone sex. So,
I mean, you can't even see that in my glasses. That's incredible. Your phone. That's incredible. So anyway, for anybody playing along at home, I was holding up my phone, but to my face. And you did I
you definitely flashed it for like half a second and I saw the
rose. Okay, all right.
I saw it too, but I didn't want to ruin
the I was amazed by it. You fooled me.
How did you see it?
You triggered me. You know what? I've been doing it on my phone.
How did you know I had
lately?
An iPhone? How did you know I had an iPhone? How did the fuck? How did you know?
What model is my iPhone?
My granddaughter.
How did you know it was 10 o'clock?
My granddaughter, who's two, goes on Cindy's phone, and she has all these damn games. Du-du-du-du. Cindy has all these things on her phone for the grandkids. I have no games. So the other day, my granddaughter picks up my phone. She goes like this, and she goes and finds iTunes. I didn't even know I had on there. And she goes like this, and she's trying to find games on it, and she goes, just looks at me and kind of throws the phone down. I go, what? And I pick it up. I go, oh, she's on. Well, you little brat. I go, how did she? She just has that. She can find it. I go, well, I don't have any games on it. And then she got mad at me.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not putting any games on my phone. I'm not doing that. What the hell are you doing?
After years and years of searching, Matt finally found the box.
I did. I found the box. Guys, and it's amazing.
This looks pretty dry, though.
Does it sound better? Does the sound quality improve with the box?
That is definitely not a WAP. Let me tell you that much.
Work in progress. I'm reporting live now from the box. I don't know if listeners, let me know. How do you like it inside the box?
So is this the same thing from Dick in a Box?
I hadn't put that together. Way to go there. Jeez.
I'm saying. Your name could be Dick. You don't know. Could be your nickname. I don't know.
This is a euphemism for Dick in the Box.
Okay. Maybe I should get out of the box now.
Maybe you should start thinking outside the box, Matt.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be better if it would be Jack in the Box?
I was trying to come up with a way.
Better than Jack off in the box. Hi-oh!
Or you could be from Disneyland, you could be Charlie. Nobody wants a Charlie in the box.
Nobody likes a Matt in the box.
Just change your name, Charlie. I still don't get that. The Misfit Toys. Does anyone understand? Yeah. Why couldn't he just change his name to fucking Jack?
Could have.
Like, any kid's going to know, he's changed his name. I'm an idiot. He deserves to be on the island of Misfit Toys.
I think we're horribly offending people. That's okay.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
My head. I don't know. Listeners, let me know. Did you prefer this version A to version B? I was just trying to think of a way to keep the microphone from.
It's like know, better, I, good, better. It's like going
down. It doesn't sound great.
It doesn't sound great. Okay.
You sound like you're talking in a box.
You sound like you're in a fucking box, dude. Yeah. Well, hey, this is a fun week. We're unfortunately without Nick this week. What the fuck's Nick doing? Is he with family?
Oh, he's going to Wyoming to shoot a Gatling gun.
Oh, really? Okay.
I just now noticed we're missing Nick. Huh.
Yeah, no Nick this week.
There won't be a song.
Sorry, not gonna be a song this week.
That's why I started off with the breaking news.
So right before we started the show, I was watching was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday or two days ago. David Blaine. You guys might remember David Blaine from some of his illusions and magic and all that type of stuff. He did a crazy fucking stunt just a couple of days ago. So he had this idea that he got from his daughter, of all people, who's like, I think like 8 or 9 years old. But anyways, he was kind of took some inspiration from the movie Up. You know how the kid attaches all the balloons to the chair and
so he got some Cub Scout. and tied him to the chair?
Sure. So, yeah. So he, for the past year, I was kind of like listening to some interviews with him. He's been preparing for this for like over the last year, year and a half, where he's on like 500 solo skydiving jumps, and he's like partnered with all these like, you know, engineers and such. And he outfitted this whole rig where he essentially has himself hooked up to this huge, huge bunch of like probably like, you know, 10-foot diameter balloons.
Are they helium?
I think there was helium. I think it was helium.
I know there's a helium shortage.
It's expensive, I guess, helium.
Yeah. Well, because you can't find it.
He actually mentioned that on a podcast I was listening to, but I'm assuming it was helium. I might be wrong, but either way. So he had this whole rig set up where he had all these huge balloons, and he was no parachute on. But he was hooked into like a harness, so he had like a thing up his back that was like holding on to the bunch of balloons. So he wasn't like gonna let go of the thing. But what he did is he wanted to get like the imagery of a guy holding a bunch of balloons going up into the sky. But up in the balloons was actually his parachute.
Oh,
so
okay.
So he pulls it down. It's like on a pulley system. He pulls it and like at 9,000 square feet, 9,000 feet in the air, he puts a parachute on. Which is fucking crazy.
Well, how did he get the balloon? He could reach up for it. I mean, how did he get the parachute?
So it was up in the balloons. It was on a pulley. He had like a rope.
Oh, okay.
It was like a pulley thing. So he had to like in midair, 8,500, 9,000 feet up in the air. He had to detach the thing that was the harness and then put it on. And he kept going up, and he went up and up to 25,000 feet in the sky.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. So at like, I think like 18 or 19,000 feet, he had to pull down. Like he had an oxygen tank up there and he was taking oxygen. And up that high, the air goes down to like, I think 0 degrees. So he was in the middle of Arizona, but it was freezing cold up top.
All the way to Tacoma.
So he got to fucking 25,000 feet in the air and let himself go and skydive right to exactly the place that they had planned to land.
Wow.
It was fucking impressive.
And he lived. And
he lived. Yeah, he lived.
Wow.
Yeah, the dude is amazing. Like the dude has, he can do crazy ass shit because he's conditioned himself and his body. Like that's the thing with David Blaine. Like his magic, like a lot of it's like, a lot of it's like, illusions, but a lot of it actually, he does put his body through some physical shit. Yeah, he's an impressive fucking guy. Like he's now, up there. That's 25,000 feet's no joke. That's like where the fucking planes fly.
Now, could you imagine he's pulling the pulley system to parachute? He goes, it falls down.
Dude, yeah, that's the thing. Like, but obviously they probably have like all these backup mechanisms and such. But there's like a split second where he has to like put it on and hope he puts it on right and disconnects it, doesn't fall off of his body. But that's just nuts, dude. Like. No, that
it's one of those things that it'd be so cool to be that high. You know, he was sitting in a chair, right? He said,
No, he was hanging.
Oh, hanging,
yeah.
Oh my god, how long did it take him to get up that high?
Like probably a half an hour,
and he just was hanging onto these balloons. Did he have he had a harness, right?
He was harnessed in, right? But the whole point of his imagery, he wanted to have like one arm up, hanging, like so.
Okay.
The harness went up his sleeve and onto like the thing, so he was literally hanging like by one arm. So wow. he didn't have two arms to do all this shit with. He put the.
I'm not laughing at you, Chris. I'm never laughing at you, Chris.
That's a bullshit answer. I've never heard one, but whatever.
I just want to point out that we do look like. Now with my background being cheese and Jack's being cheese, it looks like we're selling cheese. Like this is welcome.
I don't care. Yeah, I'm. It's probably on YouTube or somewhere I can find it.
YouTube sponsored it actually.
So he had like a GoPro all the way down or something like that.
Yeah, he had multiple cameras set up. Dude, it's pretty awesome. So there's like I guess a 5-minute version of it, but the whole thing takes like 2 hours because of the preparation and all that bullshit. But
so he's the evil cool. Knievel of this generation.
He really is. Like this, some of the stuff, I mean, I've listened to him on a few different podcasts and stuff. Most recently, Joe Rogan, but like he is like he put himself into a block of ice for like 10 hours or some crazy shit. I don't know what it was. he can hold his. But, Jesus Christ.
Why not cheese?
He can hold his breath for like 10 minutes at a time.
I want to see this man eat his way out of a cylindrical block of cheese. Like, just that's the only way you can live is you have to eat your way out of cheese.
Well, how much time would he have to eat his way out of the cheese?
I don't know, until he can get air and live.
No snorkel or anything like that. He has to eat.
And I'm the one who just ate a gummy. What did you guys do to prepare for the show?
I'm actually drinking ginger ale. I'm not even drinking.
This is all cheese, man. I'm drinking all cheese right now.
I forgot I have a green bottle, so it's not showing
up. I'm telling you, Chris, you need to come to the dark side of having a green screen, because then.
It's like magic.
We'll outnumber Nick.
We need to get a green screen company to sponsor us, and they can send me one.
No, it's not that expensive. Just, you know.
I know people that make their own.
This is practically just a bed sheet. I mean, I got it, and I was like, wait, you just sent me a bed sheet, but okay, whatever. So
We used to have these at the rink. I should have stolen them before I got fired. Or not fired, but I got the new company bought out, and they let us go, so. Anyway, they had these things. Anyway, so how about my Padres? Everyone excited about that?
I wanted to just make sure that did we do the commercial break earlier already?
7:22 when you froze. 7 minutes,
22 seconds.
That's when I had spaced out. I had an internet connect thing.
Oh.
So I've had some
internet. I thought you went and ordered some Domino's pizza that Chris made you hungry.
Oh, man. Oh, those gummies. Oh. I'm telling you, man, Domino's and gummies, it's where it's at. It's like there's like a movie there. I'm sorry.
Aren't they having a live reading of Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Poetry? Really?
Yeah, it's going to be different people doing different parts. Like Sean Penn is not doing Spicoli, he's doing someone else. Anyway, I don't know when it's happening, but I have heard, because I love that movie, by the way. It's a great movie. Even though my sister says it doesn't hold up, but she's wrong.
Real quick, before you get into your shit, Randy points out, if you use Swiss, you'd have air pockets. So that's a good idea. A big block of Swiss cheese, but you still have to eat your way out.
But at least you'd have air pockets.
Air pockets. You know.
It'd be less cheese you have to eat. Now, here's a question for you, because I was putting I had Swiss cheese on bacon and a croissant today, and I always wonder, why are there holes in Swiss cheese?
I don't know. I'm just imagining that there's like a really hot day that David Blaine does this, and it just melts.
You don't have the answers for me on that?
I have no answers for you, Jack. By the way, weren't you supposed to get the poll results of last week's verses? Like, wasn't there a verses on?
Because I'm not doing that too. Yeah. Look, just because you pansies can't handle a little Facebook confrontation, now I have to do all the work. I have to do everything.
It's just
I have to do everything now.
Bullshit.
So. The whole point of me giving up the reins was like, all right, cool, I can just show the fuck up. I gotta post the show link. I gotta post the show link on Twitter. I gotta post it on Facebook. Now I gotta do the poll results.
And for anybody, by the way, anybody that I'm still on Messenger, just like Chris, you can always message me.
Screw that. I'm not sending you any messages.
But clearly, you don't read them.
Well, if I had a direct message to myself, I would have read it.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I didn't follow up and say, hey, Jack. I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
I don't care. I guess now, you know what? I'm going to go off Facebook just so I don't have to do all this work.
Oh, we'll just leave it up to Nick. He's the most socialist of the socialist. I didn't mean that. Nick's the most socialist of us all. Really, when you think about it, he's the most socialist mediast.
Will Fry says it's the gas pockets from the form in the production process.
Oh, Wow.
So that, that was like gas and cheese. How they, you know, everyone always says, did you cut the cheese? There's gas and cheese. Got it now. Killed two birds with one stone on that one.
Jack, you were going to tell us something that I totally.
I just said, how about those Padres? Oh. Also, if you're a baseball fan, Tom Seaver passed away tonight.
Yeah,
saw that.
75 years old.
I saw that. Also, I also saw that The Rock had a bad case of the COVID.
Right, yeah. And his family was yeah. The entire family was.
I see what's happening so. Here.
Face
to face with COVID and it's strange. There's just nobody. Okay, anyway. It's adorable.
Speaking of Disney, they're about ready to drop this Mulan. If it wasn't for the fact that my daughter loves Mulan, and she was so excited about this movie because it was coming out right on her birthday, and then COVID happened, shut everything down. So, oh, Chris, did you need me to share this?
Like fucking 15 minutes ago, but...
Sure. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, we're there. A ramble cast. I mean,
those balloons don't look that big.
Dude, it was pretty crazy, man. Like, this is probably a good helicopter.
It looks
shots,
like
whatever it was.
He was inspired by Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he take a Cub Scout with him? Was Ed Asner with him? That's what I want to know. I actually have Tom Seaver's autograph.
Oh,
and after the games in San Diego, the players used to have to, there was no buffer between them and their cars. So you'd, after the games, you'd line up and wait for them. Hey, can Mr. Seaver's, can I have your autograph? Whoever it was. And he just basically walked right by us. He didn't see. Oh. I'm not signing any kids' autographs. Well, then he stopped at towards the end of the stadium parking lot and was talking to someone else. So we ran over there. Mr. Seaver, have your autograph? So then he signed it. So,
okay, sure.
I had to earn it. I had to work for it.
Well, you earned it, and then now
it's Tom fucking Seaver. So I wanted to.
What is it? What did he sign it on? Like a New Kids on the Block? Like
no, it was on a. My mom had her bowling scores paper, and that.
I love all of these random things that you have.
I still have the signatures. In
that's awesome.
It's stuck in the photo. Yeah, because you remember that it was
bowling game.
Spice Girls. It was Spice Girls that my daughter had.
Oh, Trevor Hopkins. Yes, yes.
Because it was like he looked at. I swear to God, it was the funniest damn thing. Because he gets this thing, and he goes, "I go. I'm sorry. That's all we have."
I jokingly played Spice Girls the other day, and oh my God, I regretted it. It was like a
earworm
that just like spun into my. I was just doing a little bit of a '90s like, you know, I was like, oh, I'm gonna listen to, you know, replay all the old memories of listening to the Spice Girls. No, it was more of just to be funny with my wife, but it backfired.
They have some good songs.
So if the Ramblecast was the Spice Girls, who would be which Spice Girl?
Oh, Jack's definitely Sporty Spice, right?
Sure. I'd rather be Baby Spice, but you know, I probably can't pull that off.
Chris, what are you thinking?
I thought she was a better Spice Girls. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I mean, part of me, I'm delaying my answer because I don't know who they are.
Well, there's Scary. Scary
is the black chick, right?
She's the one that was, she had Eddie Murphy's baby, right?
What?
Yeah. Wasn't one of the Spice Girls, didn't Eddie Murphy impregnate one of the Spice Girls?
I did not know.
What?
Well, he's got a lot.
Hold
he's got a
phone.
He's Eddie like,
Murphy.
I could be wrong.
Spice
well,
Girl.
I do baby. Have Randy. I John UPS guy. I do have Randy Jones autograph. Cy Young Award winner from 1970.
Oh yeah, look at that. He had a baby with Mel B.
Yeah, there you go. So there.
Holy shit!
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah, you learned something. I didn't know that.
Well, I'm here to give you guys information you have no idea. Go stick your head in a block of cheese and eat your way out. Because I just schooled you guys.
Well,
I'm sober. I can't.
I think Matt would definitely be Mel B, because I think of all of us, he probably totally wants to bang
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I think so.
Totally would. I would totally have Eddie Murphy's baby.
Well, the one on the end is
he had me at Beverly Hills Cop.
The one on the end left early, right? She
Posh.
Is Posh. It Posh? The one she's Posh. No, the one on the redhead. She was Ginger Spice,
that's
right?
Ginger Spice. Also known as Nick.
Wait, this is Posh Spice right there. That's Sporty Spice on the end. So
she's Posh. The redhead in the middle. Oh yeah, well she's the one that's married to Beckham.
Beckham,
you guys did know that, right?
I knew that.
Okay, I was watching YouTube and David Beckham was on, and they were talking about his son, and his son was bragging about having
Chris
a million.
Dorn, he would have to totally.
Okay, our listeners are coming full force, and only our listeners could actually tell us which Spice Girls we would be. Chris Dorn says that Jay would have to be Baby Spice. Will Fry says Nick would be Ginger.
Yep. Yes, totally.
Those are fair. So
Jack is Sporty.
Jack has to be Sporty Spice. I think
which one's Sporty?
Matt, you're Mel B. That makes me Posh, dude. So hey.
So Sporty on the end here.
I totally think that you would marry a ball player. So that feels right. So
okay.
Mel B, I mean she's like totally the artsy one, I feel. So if any one of them is going to be a painter, you know, not Posh. She's way too pretentious for that. So
this is a great combo. Jay.
So
Jay would be Baby Spice.
So Matt, how does it feel to be Eddie Murphy's baby mama?
Is that all you think of Mel B as? You think of nothing else.
Well, like, I just learned about it 30 seconds ago, so it's just topical.
Okay, very topical. I see.
Anyone good at Photoshop? Since Chris Dorn? Oh, fuck.
Well, whatever you do, please do not put me in blackface.
I am upset with
no, my yeah, no blackface. Whoever is doing Photoshop, you can
use my face. And
yes, I
would love to have Mel B's body, by the way.
I am mad at my daughter because that autograph of Trevor Hoffman, she can't find the book. I said, you know, he's only a Hall of Famer signing a Spice Girl book.
Way I feel go. Like you really need to bring all of these random artifacts that you have people's signatures, you know, and really, really lean into that with your collection.
So I don't really have that many, but I have some. I usually don't ask for them anymore. I don't ask if I happen to run into someone. I don't. I met when I was training for this job. I had Nate Colbert. You guys don't know who he is, but he used to play for the Padres. And he came in. I said, "Oh, it's Nate. Hey, you're Nate Colbert." He goes, "You don't even know who I am." I go, "Yes, I do." And I gave him some stats. He goes, "Wow, okay. Now you can have an autograph." I said, "Thank you."
Oh.
Argue with me about Padre stats. Fuck with me, man. I'll knock you out.
Yeah, anyway. My Red Sox are just selling the farm.
Yeah. I had so many people.
They're like, fuck it. We're not. No, just.
I had so many people sending me messages on Facebook and Twitter saying, hey, you got a good one. Take care of them. I said, we will. We will.
We'll take good care of him.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times we've had to say that in New England over the last couple of years? Take care of him. He's a good one. Take good care of him. He's a good one.
Cry me a fucking river. You know, this is like the first time the Padres have ever been buyers in 20 years. I'm like going, wait, we're actually getting, because we got Mike Clevenger. I'm like going, wait, we're getting Mike Clevenger? Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? So anyway,
here come and bring on the bandwagon Padres fans.
Well, any team that wins has bandwagon fans.
True. Anywho,
it's Natron means business.
Chris, a little side talk here because Nick's not here and Jack doesn't.
Oh, are you about to bring up what I was just about to say?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking you're thinking. I'm thinking we're gonna piss off Jack for the next 2.5 minutes. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm almost through the Clone Wars.
I saw your post and or your comment to me actually, and I was really excited to hear that you were furthering this along. So, Chris, you are at the end of season 5, which some really major stuff goes down with some characters, and at the beginning of season 6, which those first 3 episodes, is it? Did you get through all of those? What is Jack doing?
I don't know. I think he's taking a picture of us, maybe.
No, I'm just scanning the scores.
Oh, okay.
So, what episode am I on now? I am on the episode where Clovis takes over the banking colony.
Clovis?
Oh, okay.
Money.
Rush Clovis takes over the Scipio. Wait, hold on.
Rush Clovis doesn't have his own radio show?
No. Don't interrupt our Star Wars talk here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll stay out of it. But Rush Clovis.
I'm trying to remember. Have you gotten through all of the 5 story?
5.
Yes, dude. Oh my god, I was so pissed, dude. Yeah. 5's got it done dirty.
Yeah,
I was so upset. Yeah, so I did get through all that. I'm actually, I went past that. And I'm into the rise. There was at the Rise of Clovis, which is the last episode I watched. Which
okay,
is,
all right.
I saw the Rise of COVID.
There's not much left of season 6.
19 times.
I got like 15 episodes left.
Of season 6? 15?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, actually, no, it's only 10 episodes.
Yeah, it's like a shorter season.
13 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm halfway through season 6.
Apple was down today.
Oh, I thought you were showing us the metrics of people that don't care about the show as we're talking about Star Wars. Oh,
they've already turned it off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Randy says it best. So,
well, you know, it's funny. Are you done with this? Because I wanted to talk.
No. Because I had more to say to Chris here. Well, Nick had shared a link to a Star Wars despecialized edition. Maybe Jack would care about this because it's the original
Jack channel probe.
I think that's what he's showing us off there. And Chris, you already had a copy of the despecialized.
I do. It's right over here, actually.
On Blu-ray, right?
Yeah, somewhere.
Well, I didn't have one. I know Jay also had a copy, but I've been without. Ordered one through eBay. Got it in the mail. Total bootleg copy. So awesome. So great. Watching a Blu-ray, Star Wars, the original, doesn't even have the whole episode 4, A New Hope. It's just... I don't know. It was really great just rewatching the original uncut. And the Han Solo scene when he shoots Greedo, I don't know why they ever messed with it to begin with. It's just, to me, it explodes, he falls over, that's it. You hear the little Jawa go, babaloo, and it's the best. So, yes, that is exactly what my Blu-ray discs look like right there. Yep, right on. Right now, I am into Empire, so I'm going through the whole trilogy, watching the original.
It's awesome, dude! It's so cool.
Yeah, it's fun, and it's fun, you know. Just especially Jedi. Jedi is the worst of all the specialized stuff. And as I mentioned, I think in my message to you guys, I think the one unsung hero about the specialized versions of Star Wars is the space battle at the end of A New Hope. So. Because it is improved, but I would give it all up for just pure, like, just give me the original. So, Chris Doran also wanted to mention, and we might as well, since we're talking Star Wars, Mando season 2 drops October 30th, day after my birthday. So that's right. Chris Doran's password ends with 29.
With my good friend.
What was that?
Jack. My good friend Timothy Oliphant in there.
Oh yeah, yeah, he'll be in season 2. So,
and also the non sequitur here, not Star Wars, but here the Boys, rather, not Heroes. The Boys starts up this week. What's today? In 2 days, Friday.
I thought it started already. It hasn't started yet.
September 4th, I think it is.
Okay,
that's Friday.
Yeah.
Because that's when Mulan drops. And I would normally not pay the extra amount. I would just wait. But again, my daughter, been looking forward to this. Bite the bullet.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
You know what movie came out that I have heard more than four people now tell me how awesome it was and how Rotten Tomatoes has got rated super high? At least it was a couple days ago. The new Bill and Ted movie.
Oh, yeah. I'm very curious about the new Bill and Ted.
I never saw the second one.
It's terrible. Was it Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not great.
I don't know. When did it come out? 50 years ago?
Yeah. Was it like 89 or 90?
I think that's the last time I've seen it. And I know I didn't see the second one.
It had to have been 88, 89. Because I remember convincing my fourth grade teacher. I've been nine. So 89. I remember convincing my fourth grade teacher that we should watch it instead of doing us like a history lesson. I convinced her, let me put the DVD. They bring in like the old TV on a cart with a VCR like strapped down to it, popped it in there.
Chris, you are not the only one, because I remember watching it at like church camp or whatever. Like, I mean, you know,
church camp.
Yeah,
like, and they showed Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So well, Bill and Ted currently has an 81 on the tomato meter. This is actually one of the first movies I've seen that actually has a higher. Oh, hold on. Is that, how do you look at the score details here? The critics have rated the movie higher than the audience.
Wow. That never happens.
No.
Unless it's a foreign movie.
And they've brought back, you know, I mean, a lot of the same actors that...
Keanu Reeves is Bill, right?
Yeah. Right, and Alex Winter is no, so Alex Winter is Bill, and Keanu Reeves is Ted.
So Alex Winter's made now three movies.
Right? Let's see what else
he... He was in a bunch of other stuff, wasn't he?
Was he? I don't know.
Let's see.
Was he in Lost?
I always wondered, I go, whatever happened to him?
Was he in Lost Boys?
I thought he tried to.
Apparently, he's done a lot of directing. I'm seeing him pop up as directing at least 35 titles.
Oh, okay. So he's been behind the camera.
Yeah, he has, and an actor 27 times.
He Ron Howard.
Yeah, apparently. So, he's been in a short, and he's been in some other kind of odd appearances on like TV shows, you know, but, I guess he was on an episode of Bones.
Yeah, he was in the Lost Boys. He was Marco.
Oh man. The Lost Boys. Loved the Lost Boys.
That was, he's in Lost Boys before Bill and Ted.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's crushing right now, and it's one of those movies you have to either pay $19.99 to rent it or buy it for $25. It's like, what do you do? Might as well just buy it, I guess, right? But I think that once I get the time, I'm definitely gonna grab it.
I gotta watch the first one again.
Oh, it's so good! It's so cheeseball, but it's so good.
You know, I forgot to mention we were talking about. Robin Williams' greatest movies. When I picked Youngblood, Keanu Reeves is in that movie.
Yeah,
I forgot. Did I mention that?
I did. And then where else? George Carlin was in the first one. Was he in the second?
Yeah, one? That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then Youngblood. fuck! Sure. What's his name? Who is the guy who plays Death?
I just had the IMDb pulled up. Shit, I put it because
he's in it again. William Sadler.
Should have just finished my thought earlier.
I just look at my name change. What's the deal with cheese?
What's the deal with cheese? William Sadler is plays Death from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. He also plays Death in Bill and Ted's Face the Music. You might remember him from recently on Amazon Prime, The Hunters. Are you watching Hunters yet? With no,
Gotcha. No, I just changed your name again. So,
nice. You're pretty quick with these name changes.
He was Dr. Frederick Mann in Hunters. He's on ton. He's
a real man's man, baby. sorry, that's for me.
He played the bad guy in Die Hard 2.
He was in Hawaii 5-0.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Well, there you go.
Why do I know the name? I know the name William Sadler.
You know him. He's been in tons of shit. I'm just looking at it. Like, he's got so many credits.
I know the name. I can't picture the face. The bad guy. Okay, the bad guy in Die Hard 2, Chris, there was like a billion of them.
No, but the main one that he like fights and like right? That one? Oh, here we go. Bada bing.
Oh, that him. He's in Shawshank Redemption.
Yep.
Yeah, and he also like
he's Steve McGarrett's dad in Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah. Yep.
So he is the main villain though in Die Hard 2. Not the blonde haired guy with the gun.
Main, is he the main villain?
Yeah, he's the main villain, right?
Is he the main villain?
We've now jumped down the IMDb rabbit hole. You know what we don't have to look up right now? You know what we absolutely don't have to look up?
Cheese?
How many great Kenny Loggins songs appear in movies? Am I right?
Don't we have to have another commercial break?
Yeah, as I say, Kenny Loggins hasn't done a commercial yet, I don't think, but we could probably get him to do one now.
Hey, let's let Kenny Loggins and Messina this.
Oh, hello.
So at the 56:46 mark, we had another commercial.
I got it, Jack. You don't have to say it all loud. It's behind the scenes. I'm actually going to take this and send it to Matt as opposed to just not sending it.
Okay, all right. Good. So we're doing a versus with Kenny Loggins?
Wait, whoa. We just jumped the shark? I mean, it's like... You know, this guy over here, like, hadn't watched Das Boot, and this guy, like, here, like, just totally flubbed it. Sure, yeah, let's do a versus.
The fuck you just said? I did what I said.
Is this the point where Matt just, like, flips a switch and all of a sudden he's wasted?
We were on Papa John's earlier, and Matt, one of our quarterback of the past for our team, the Colts.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning owns several Papa John pizzas, and he also did the commercial. So do we boycott our favorite quarterback's pizza place? I mean, I don't know.
I'm not
you know, being a diehard Colts fan, a long-suffering Colts fan.
Mm-hmm. I'm just excited if we get any football and for however long we get it. So
are you looking forward to our boy Philip Rivers?
Yeah, no, I am excited about that. Hopefully they you know, he clicks with the team, that West Coast offense. So I hope he keeps the kids out of Indianapolis. We don't need that much. He's got like 20.
He's got like 20 kids.
You know,
his wife has been pregnant since college. Or maybe high school. I don't know.
Sorry, Randy in the chat says, don't worry, I'll take that out in editing. Yeah. You know, what's funny is there's so much shit that we probably should have taken out in editing, but yeah, fuck it. Authenticity.
We're rewarding you people who join us live. We're not editing out anything. No. So there you go.
Nope, not at all.
You get the raw, unedited, untouched.
It doesn't get touched at all. Oh, are you talking about the ads? They don't listen to the ads.
Well, I heard Sherry said the ads were depressing.
Oh, great.
Oh.
Hopefully that one wasn't too bad.
Hopefully it had something to do with cheese.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that would be a really great synergy.
I'm hankering for a hunka. I'm hunkering for a hanka. I'm hunking for a hunka cheese. Do you remember that after school song?
Oh, yeah. It was, yeah.
It was a guy going around singing for fucking cheese. I don't know.
All right. You know what?
Yeah, do it.
I think it's time. I think it's time for us to log in to this this episode.
Nice.
This is so Messina of you.
Nice. Oh, dude. There's no Messina around here.
All right with whatever you guys want to do.
Dude, all right. You better fucking get to buckle up, Jack, because we're about to ride into the fucking danger zone. Let's go.
Look, let's not get all footloose and fancy free on this. Okay.
Oh, I'm all right with it. It's okay.
Hey, I've got my Sunday shoes on. We're ready to go.
Better just cut.
Tell you what, I'll meet you halfway and let's just jump into it. This is the Kenny Loggins
versus.
I'm sorry, that last one was perfect.
Movie theme versus, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, movie theme versus. Yeah.
Are you going to roll the dice?
I can roll the dice. I think it's probably, I mean, I don't know what you guys think is here, I'll go ahead and share this Chrome tab. You hate these dice roller things here. There's this one. What do you think about this one, guys?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Jack's going to roll first.
All right.
Roll is a
six.
Okay. All right.
Bullshit.
I will roll next since I chose this dice application.
Oh, of course. That convenient. Oh, and eight.
And I will roll Chris.
A 10. A fucking 10. Ooh,
eight.
Oh, let's all go. Right. Let's go. So
I'm last.
Me. I'll roll again here. This is my roll.
Six.
And Chris gets a
nine.
Six,
wow.
Nine.
Damn.
All right.
And that's how it is.
Am I going to write these down?
Ready? Let's just do this. Here it is. There's going to be some controversy here. This is probably going to be like a shit show of stupidness in the comments, and I'm ready for not seeing it because I'm on Facebook. I don't give a fuck. I'm right there right now. The best, and there's no touching this in my opinion, the best Kenny Loggins movie theme song by far, in my humble opinion, is Danger Zone. Like, Danger Zone's the fucking coolest fucking song. Like, you listen to Danger Zone today. Now, granted, Top Gun came out 34 years ago, right?
85, I think. 85, 86.
Okay, well, let's say 86. So that way I'm right. So 34 years ago.
My good friend.
This song comes out. And to this day, you are instantaneously much more of a badass when you're driving your car just by listening to Kenny Loggins.
I gotta tell you,
I'm telling you.
I'm better at volleyball because of it.
I'm fucking awesome at volleyball, but I keep my shirt on. But I'll tell you, Danger Zone.
So you're Goose.
What was that? Oh, yeah, I'm totally the goose. So Danger Zone. It's the fucking most badass song from... I might even say one of the best movie theme songs, not just Kenny Loggins. One of the best movie theme songs is Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
You're getting called out for having a J pick.
Yeah, well, there's only three you're going to pick from, so.
You know. Is there another song that we're not remembering?
I know
you did other movies.
Like, honestly, there's literally two that should be, three that can be talked about, in my opinion.
I'm trying to remember. I mean, I can't remember if Return to Pooh Corner was on a movie.
That sounds like a pretty song.
All right, stop delaying your answer here.
Matt. Oh no, yeah, I'm totally.
I guess I'm the only one that can't be accused of a JPEG.
Going
last. I am all right with that. Because I'll tell you what. Every time that song comes on and it almost goes hand in hand with Caddyshack, you're like, I'm in for a good time. Like it's like the movie's great and the song, like totally, you're like, I'm feeling good. And when you're in the car listening to the song, you're thinking about all the good times you had watching Caddyshack. Perfect summertime song too. You know, traveling, you know, I mean, it is far superior than a lot of other Kenny Loggins songs because he was on cocaine at the time. So I don't have the facts.
All right, we don't have a timer up, but you should probably be done.
But it's artist hunch right here. He was on cocaine. All right, Jack, it's your turn. What are you going to pick?
All right, so we got I'm All Right, Danger Zone, and I'm looking for Kenny Loggins songs.
Oh, there's one other one that's glaring that I think if you pick, you will definitely be at least second place.
Oh, he did one from Over the Top, Meet Me Halfway. That was the top.
You missed my reference earlier. I said I'll meet you halfway.
Oh,
it looks like you all missed it.
Yeah, we're not picking that one. Okay, let's see.
It's glaring. I'll be so pissed if you don't pick it, Jack.
Miami Mike is sexy. Cookies. I don't.
I gotta go with. The only one I can think of off the top of my head is Footloose.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
It's a Kevin Bacon movie. I gotta say, it's probably with John Lithgow. It's probably one of the stupidest movies ever made. But that song, come on, let's face it. It's catchy. It's got more lyrics than both "I'm All Right" and "Danger Zone" put together. I mean, if you listen to Danger Zone, you know, I always tell you I shit on the songs. But no, Footloose, it's got Kevin Bacon in it. Who doesn't like Kevin Bacon? I think it's Lori Singer. Whatever happened to her? She, like, disappeared. She just said, fuck it. I love this song. I don't have to work anymore. And I'm going to pick Footloose because it made Kevin Bacon a star.
Yeah, okay, fair.
All right.
So my first shit on pick, Nick, or Matt, what did you have again?
I'm all right.
Right, you did.
Don't
okay.
gotta worry about so, me.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just gonna go ahead on the record and saying that you definitely sealed your way out of second place with that pick. Like I'm all right. It's not a driving song. It's not a summer song.
Yeah, it is.
The only credibility that comes to that song is if you're playing it alongside Caddyshack and you have the fucking dancing gopher. Like without the gopher, that song is shit. I can't believe I'm ashamed that you picked that song. I will say though, if you got number one and you picked Danger Zone, I probably would have picked All Right.
I'm all right. All right, go ahead. Turn, Jack.
Jack, Footloose, solid number two pick. Solid number two pick. I mean, everybody does get Footloose from time to time. It's not nearly as good as Danger Zone because you can be Footloose all you want, but you never can equate the level of badassery that you feel when you're driving down the highway listening to Danger Zone. But not a bad pick.
All right. Mr. I'm just going to barrel down the highway and kill your children because I'm listening to like some, you know,
get in or get out.
And you think that the highway is some like lane that you can just like mow down people, you know, like whatever, man. You know, pick up a video game or something, you know, get off the road.
Whatever, man.
Danger Zone.
Whatever, man.
It's too extreme, right. You know, it's like let's just be a little bit more laid back and mellow, man, you know, and. By the way, Footloose, like what happened to your foot? Put it back on your body. We don't need feet just loosely laying around. Okay. It's gross. Just
Rex Ryan likes the song.
Feet are probably the grossest thing that you can sing about. And then it's right there in your head.
I don't think so.
Footloose. It's all over the place.
You can sing about so,
it. You know what? I'll go ahead and forfeit the
You rest can't of my time. Pull that shit off in the middle of your campaign speech. Put that down. Put that down right now. Put that down.
There you go. That was my pick, and, you know, whatever. Fuck you.
Well, we know your pick. Okay, first let me start with Danger Zone. You know how I know the name of the song is Danger Zone? You know how I know it? Because that's all he says. Danger Zone. 5 billion times. Danger Zone. I mean, listen to the fucking song. Now, you people who want to vote for it, most of you who are going to vote for it, obviously not listening here right now. But anyone that listen to the fucking song, it's Danger Zone, Danger Zone, Danger Zone, Danger Zone. Ah, Danger Zone. I get it. It's a fucking Danger Zone, Kenny Loggins. I fucking get it. Now, Now, with I'm All Right, yeah, you know, Caddyshack was a great movie in the 80s, but if you look at it, it's kind of dated, it's kind of sexist. So, and it has some racist parts to it. So I don't know if I'm willing to vote for a song where the movie is sexist and racist. I don't know if I can do that. And
first, I just counted. He says highway. He says danger zone 5 times in the song.
Oh, bullshit.
I mean,
no way. There's no fucking way.
He says it 35 fucking times at least.
Put it in the little private chat there.
Okay. Yep. All right. Fair enough. Oh, I see. You just copied and pasted. How do we know?
I'm done.
All right. Well, fuck it. I'll just do this. Ready? Hang on.
Wait, we're just going to just shit on the...
Share my screen with you so you can see the source.
To the danger zone. He says it more than 5 fucking times. Maybe there's an extended version where he could maybe get stuck. Oh, no, Goose. Oh, no.
I suppose I will share this here.
Did he ever do a song for the Robin Williams movie?
How do we even zoom in on this? Jeez, this is like, I gotta, like, I'm gonna reveal my age more than Caddyshack.
1, 2.
This fucking thing.
3, 4.
To the danger zone. Danger zone.
5, 6. And he doesn't quite say it because he cuts himself off right there. So okay.
I'm saying with reverb, there's at least 4 more times than that. You take every single danger zone, times that by 4. There's like reverb of.
You were agreeing with me, Chris, when I first said it. Everyone knows. Come on. Come on, man.
Chris Dorn in the chat says, did he ever do a song for a Robin Williams movie? I don't know. Maybe.
I said that like 2 minutes ago.
Oh, I missed it. I was too busy looking up awesome lyrics.
But there you go. Footloose, my favorite movie of all time. We're in a town that, you know, I'd be okay with that because I can't dance with the shit. So I'd be okay with a town that doesn't dance. Fuck it. The preacher's right. Because what, his son died in a dancing accident? Is that what it was? Is that what happened? He got his feet tangled and fell and hit his head or something like
it
that?
It is. That's really sick. Sick.
Well, I'm just trying to... didn't his son die in the movie or something like that? He was watching a Fred Astaire movie and had a stroke or something. I don't know. Something like that, right?
I'm All Right is sung 12 times. Did you pull it up to look it up?
I was just counting it as we were. So.
I'm sure Footloose is in there like probably 40 times too.
Everybody get Footloose. So he cuts himself off by saying everybody gets 5 times. He only gets Footloose once.
Everybody get Footloose.
So by definition, that those lyrics just reduce the amount of times they have to say Footloose because they deliver the first half of the lyric 7 times.
All right, I'm counting it right now. And by the way, it's now I gotta cut Footloose. Or no, now I got to cut loose, foot loose. Sunday shoes.
Oh, please take out the knees.
Yeah, pull me off of my knees. Jack, get back. Come on before we crack. That should have been your seller right there, Jack. I mean, come on.
Selling crack?
Yeah, lose or lose.
I came up with this idea is I had the song on for my granddaughter, and she was dancing to it.
Caddyshack has no death in it. Fantastic.
Well, the gopher.
Thank you for lives, right? Out the best.
Excuse me, if I kill all the gophers, will we be out of business? gophers!
Okay, I've given up trying to count the number of times that they cut for
the die in the movie or die before the movie or something like that.
He was cut by feet.
He cut his foot loose.
Oh,
it was a Karate Kid accident on the set of Footloose and all.
Hey, we gotta go. And Sean Penn's brother's in the movie.
Really?
The late Sean Penn's brother, Randy Penn. Well,
how many brothers did he have? Because there's Penn and Teller.
There's Bic Penn.
THC Penn.
William Penn.
I got nothing else there. Nothing. Warren Beatty? Isn't Warren Beatty like a Sean Penn like lookalike or something? Or like, is he his cousin?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No,
I'm trying to make a penis joke, but it's just not unraveling itself.
It's just not working.
Yeah, not working.
Pen tennis rackets? Pen tennis
balls? It's hard to get that pen hard.
His brother, Ink.
Nope, not going there. Your jokes are just getting cheesier and worse. People are wanting to cut out.
I almost just told a Penn State joke, and I reeled it right back in.
John Pigpen. 27 hours of Footloose, Randy. It's 104 hours, Randy. If that would have been, that's the movie.
Well, that is a good versus. I mean, you know, it's
that was a good versus. You know, so I asked the question: should we do wrong answers only? I actually prefer that the wrong answers only aspect of versus.
Well, next week it'll be wrong. You want to do it? Yeah, we'll do it next week.
All right.
Next Footloose.
Oh, by the way, next week I cannot do Wednesday night.
Oh,
so I have a thanks for flipping me up. I actually have a legitimate thing going on, so we have to do it a different day.
So you're gonna be sober next Wednesday night?
I don't know if I'm gonna be sober, but I am going to. whoa! What happened?
Oh, I just burped really, really loudly. I'm glad you didn't have to hear that.
Oh, that's good. So the store that I do things for and work and whatever, you guys know it's Dolphin Paper. Anyway, we have sponsored.
What are you doing?
You're going to SeaWorld to wrangle up some dolphins.
Is it this?
Get over here, dolphins! Woo!
I have to go on a dolphin expedition to get more.
Matt doesn't buy bumblebee tuna because he wants dolphin harmful tuna.
Screw the porpoises.
So
I'm all right with that.
Right. So we have sponsored a movie at our local kind of theater here. What's up?
I just said a movie because it's from Stripes. A movie. Is there a movie on this? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, our local theater here, which is great because they do a lot of revitalization of the downtown part of Franklin, but they always play old movies or older movies. And so pre-COVID, they basically have a kind of auction where they auction off a sponsorship, and you know, for so many hundreds of dollars, you can sponsor a movie and you get your name on the marquee. What's up?
You were losing Chris. He was yawning.
Oh yeah. You get your name on the marquee, what have you. And you get some publicity, you know, and promotion. And, it's good because it, the money.
The movie Flipper.
What's up? No, it is not dolphin related at all. We are sponsoring the movie Quadrophenia by The Who. So
I think it was something else.
What's up? No, it's not dolphin related. None whatsoever. It's so when the raffle or when the auctioning was going on, I was like, oh, you know, I was kind of excited, and you're looking at all the movies, and you're thinking, oh, I'd like this movie, or I want this one, you know. And
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the chat. So,
laugh it up, fuzzball.
Future versus favorite dolphin.
I think bottlenose would probably win. Are we just talking about general dolphins, or I guess?
Oh, Miami Mike said Dan Reno.
I guess Miami. I guess perfect dolphin.
This is Matt's time to tell a story. He can't get it. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Tell me.
It's the fucking chat. It's not my fault.
All right.
Sure. So Quadrophenia. Yeah, get back to Quadrophenia.
Yeah.
Ethan would like it. Ethan likes the Who.
I know. We were actually chatting about that. So, anyway, I missed out on sponsoring the Talking Heads. It's escaping me right now. So stop making sense. No wonder. That was one of the other music movies that I was hoping to get, but I was already bid on this one, and I didn't want
to. Talking Heads have a movie?
Well, it's kind of like a part of a music documentary series. So they're playing like one week They're playing Quadrophenia. The next week they're playing Stop Making Sense, which is a documentary kind of performance of them. And then after that, they do Purple Rain. So, and I, at some point I was like, I cannot afford Purple Rain. So, but there were definitely.
Pick the movie you want to sponsor.
You pick.
You said Purple Rain like 87 times in that song.
You bid on it.
Well, yeah, you kind of bid on it, and then it's basically, you're kind of
bacon with cheese.
So it's other people. So like here in Indiana, like Hoosiers was like insane. Like so many different places were bidding on that, and so
that's a great movie.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also Indiana, so you have a lot of places like Indiana Hoosier Insurance, or like, you know, different local businesses that are all clamoring for to get their name on the marquee for sponsoring Hoosier. You know,
so let me ask the important question. Maybe I didn't hear it. So you're sponsoring, you're donating this money, right? Essentially, to put your name on a movie.
Yeah,
at the beginning you mentioned something about the revitalization of downtown Franklin. Is that what
you're it goes to the kind of the historical society here in Franklin that does a lot of revitalization work, and they've worked for a long time on revitalizing the actual theater. So it's
and spreading the fake news that you guys invented Flight. So that's probably where the money's going, right?
That's in Ohio. You're thinking about Ohio. We're in Indiana.
Damn it.
So, yeah. So,
same thing.
Anyway, it's
the same place, isn't it?
That's where I will be next Wednesday night. So I
that's cool, man.
So, I'd like to come to Franklin. I want to see that. What's that? What's that Bloody Nipple Creek or something you have there?
That is not in Franklin. That is up in Indy. You're talking about Broad Ripple.
So, Broad Ripple.
Yes.
Bloody Nipple.
I couldn't remember the name of it.
On a sports show, long time ago, talked about Broad Ripple and
Broad Ripple. I was close.
And I think Broad Nipple is what, you know, ended up.
It was probably Russ that started that too.
It was probably, yeah. That sounds
so. Right. Randy in the chat says Springsteen does a decent cover of Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. Purple Rain.
I'll tell you, one of the best covers, Purple Rain, is My Morning Jacket. There's a phenomenal, phenomenal rendition of Purple Rain.
Nobody else should be doing it. Oh, I just said it.
Boom. There you go, Jack.
Way to be a boomer. Everyone else back off.
So we'll have to figure out next week then. Maybe obviously not. Maybe we'll have to do a different night. We'll sort it out.
I have always wanted to do a Prince versus, honestly.
Well, like, that'd be fucking sweet, dude.
Because there's so many songs, and like,
how pissed would Jay be if we don't tell him? Because I think he'd want to be here for that.
Yeah. How about if we, as long as I get a little red Corvette because my mom sings it, pay the rent, collect.
Pay the rent, collect.
Yeah, one day she was singing that. I go, what did you just say? I go, old lady, you're crazy.
Oh, that's a really good verses. We could do how many, best songs that are most lyrics are most confused. That's not the right way of saying it, but the most confused lyrics of a song. There's so many songs out there.
I thought A Stairway to Heaven was every wino down the road. So I used to sing it all the time. Every wino down the road. As we wine on down the road. But I always said wino because it made more sense.
I guess that's what you were exposed to.
Yeah. I'm that big wine guy. With Hubby on Bochy.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Kim.
Bruce Bochy, Hall of Fame. He's former Padre manager, former Padre player, who's going to be a Hall of Fame manager because of the Giants. Won 3 World Series. Mm-hmm. Nice. Anyway, and he had the largest head in baseball for the longest time. He had a big old melon.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy. Yes, from Kristen. That's a good one. Absolutely. Tony Danza versus Tiny. Dude, see, there are so many of these out there. I always say Tony Danza, even though wrapped I know
like
it's wrong.
Wrapped up like a douche
in the middle of the night.
Yeah, totally ruined like that song.
Douche, you know, odor in the night. Yeah, that would be a good one, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think Prince it would be amazing as well.
Yeah, a lot of talent there.
A lot of songs. So for sure. So.
Bathroom on the right, yeah. There's a bathroom on the right. I see the river overflowing. I smell Tommy Lasorda. We had a whole song about the Dodgers. We also like Rock the Casbah. We had it. We would sing "Fuck the Dodgers," "Fuck the," and there's other things I won't say because it's not appropriate.
That's just not right. That's just not nice.
What, fuck the Dodgers. Fuck the Dodgers. Fuck the Dodgers.
Lasorda. Well, I mean, we have a lot of Dodger listeners and fuck fans.
Them. Fuck them. I think I speak for everyone who's not a Dodger fan. Fuck them.
Well, speaking of Dodger fans, and before I forget, when we wrap up this show, we did have
Dodgers.
Wait, what? No, nobody wants to hear about your fuck the Dodgers thing.
That was John, the UPS guy. That's not me.
Oh, okay, fair enough. John's on my team because he's Team Caddyshack. So you know. All right, so we did have an email. So
whoa. And, no way.
We did. People
electronic mail?
You got to let put Matthews on there.
Let's hear it.
All right. So this comes to us from our very own Maggie, the Magnificent.
Maggie!
Submovies and the West Wing. Hey, Nick. Why did she put that guy first?
He's not even here. He doesn't care enough to be on the show. He's on the email.
All right. Okay. Hey, Chris, Jack, and Matt. Really? I'm not okay. I'm good with that. That's cool. Okay. All your talk about submarine movies reminds me that I will never watch Das Boot, Hunt for Red October, or any other disaster submarine movie. I'm afraid they'd give me nightmares. My dad worked on subs when I was a kid. I found them boring because I was on them all the time. I have even had Thanksgiving dinner on a submarine.
What?
Kids never think their dad's job is interesting.
The yellow submarine?
Let her finish.
Jack didn't even interrupt email. So you kidding me?
Kids never think their dad's job is interesting. The only sub movie I've seen is Down Periscope, which it was really funny. My dad was the XO then. What? That's amazing. He's like Colonel Ty. My Colonel little brother.
Ty, you're comparing him to Colonel Ty? Wow,
I
hope nice
he's one. Better than him, morally speaking. But my little brother was six.
Your dad's a traitor.
Your dad's an alcoholic.
Colonel Ty was awesome, but he was more than that.
Well, the original, he wasn't an alcoholic or a traitor.
All right, we're moving. We're focusing on Maggie.
You brought it up.
I know. The only sub movie I've seen is Yellow Submarine, which was really fun. I'm just joking. It was Down Periscope. My dad was XO then. My little brother was six when we saw it. He asked my dad's boss, the CEO, if my dad could walk the plank like the XO in the movie. That's really funny. That's a great story. I like that. It doesn't say, but by the way, Maggie, follow up question. Have you seen Yellow Submarine? Just curious. It does count as a sub movie, even if it doesn't have disaster in it.
Love.
Has she ever been to Subway?
Doesn't say. All right. And The West Wing. The first season is one of the best seasons of TV ever. I think everyone should watch it. Wait, it is a commitment. What?
I didn't hear the first part.
I'm trying to signal to you silently.
Oh, silently. Okay. Go ahead.
And The West Wing. The first season is one of the best seasons of TV ever. I think everyone should watch it. It is a commitment. I don't love the last few seasons as much, but that happens when a writer leaves. The West Wing cast is going to reunite this October on HBO Max to recreate an episode and encourage voting. I'm so excited. My favorite Matt name was West Wing Maggie. I also loved Saving Private Maggie, but be the Navy brat in me. Saving Private Maggie must be in the Navy brat in me. Thanks for keeping the nicknames interesting, Matt. Thanks, guys, for podcasting every week. I always enjoy listening to you. West Wing Maggie. That's awesome.
Thanks, Maggie.
I wish that she was on live because I have a question. In the Hunt for Red October, where, what's it? I'm drawing a blank on his name. Ryan is trying to get on the sub, right? He's swinging back and forth. And he's, we're out of fuel. We got to go back. And he's going back and forth. Why is the thing they're trying to grab him with electric? Why does he because he gets shocked and all that. Why didn't they just have something that just grabbed him? And does anybody have the answer for that? It's always bugged me. No, nothing.
No. Well, I guess we'll have to wait till Maggie's next email.
Because it's never been explained.
I don't know.
Because Scott Glenn, the captain, is the only one that knows how to use it. He's up there.
Who keeps getting messages? Is it time to go?
It's not me. I don't get messages. It's not me. Anyway, I had that question. You know, Maggie, I've always wanted to go on a submarine.
Huh. I don't think I can do it. I think I'd freak out.
I'm basically like Walt Disneyland submarine. That's my level.
Suck. Because I remember when I first finally got to go on the submarine and the damn thing doesn't even go underwater. You're not submerged. It just has the fake bubbles going. I'm like going, oh, wait a minute. We're not even underwater. This is bullshit.
Wait. Are you telling me I didn't go underwater on that submarine ride?
Yeah, the water might be up to the window, and they kind of make it look like with the bubbles and shit. But no, it's Disney magic. I'll say this. I don't even know if the sub moves. It's just not like an illusional ride, you know, one of those, like a Star Tours or something.
Yeah, no, the sub moves.
Does it move?
Don't knock Star Tours.
Does it move? I didn't knock Star Tours. I said,
yeah, you were shitting on it in between. Pretty sure, yeah.
Yep. It's like Disneyland. They used to have this thing. We called it. It had a different name, Shrinking Machine, but it's now Star Tours. And it had these seats you get in, and it went like this, and this little telescope. I said, "Oh, so you must shrink when you go in there." When I was a kid, no, it's just a little plastic thing. You go to the left, and the damn thing goes up the telescope. It's just all bullshit.
All right, so I have to end this show. I just got a message from
Did you just boot check?
I did. I just got a messenger from my manager that we have to end this show. We got to wrap this up. I got it from up on high. This is it. This is we're calling it, okay? All right, Jack, you can come back. Boring conversation anyway.
All right, we're 90 minutes in. This is the end of the show.
This is the end. This is Maggie, you were waiting for the nicknames. I got them right here for you. But before we go.
Yeah. All right, wait. John has it right. Voyager through inner space. Okay, go ahead.
Don't get off track, Jack. Don't.
I played John. It was John's birthday yesterday. Did you wish him a happy birthday?
This guy is trying to leave. Okay, this guy, he's got meetings. You know,
happy birthday, John!
In the morning, you've got to eat all that cheese. I've got to do my thing. So let's just be cool. All right. Anyway, I have no idea what I was going to say, except rate and review this show. That always helps us out on iTunes. We really appreciate that. You can send an email to us, just like Maggie did, at rcadcast@gmail.com. That's just rcadcast@gmail.com. I wanted to thank especially Ethan for this week's show graphic, which was Back to the Future themed. It was so cool. Sorry that Jack couldn't post the show earlier. You can also help us out by going, do you have to shit? Is that what it is, Chris?
That was me saying, oopsie, we brought back the shit on Jack jokes.
All right, so you can go over to jandjack.com, click on the Become a Patron link, help us out. There's also an Amazon affiliate link right there where you can buy exactly what Jack's holding in his hand. We don't even want to know where Jack's
probing.
And I assume that it also opens up wine. So it's a butt probe, wine opener, extravaganza. You can.
Oh my God!
Jeez, I did not want to imagine that. Thank you, Jack, for showing us that.
Like Maggie with submarine movies, I just got a nightmare fuel from this podcast. Oh my God.
All right. So on that note, all of these names are pizza themed. Take of that what you will.
Tripod.
By the way, are you What are you doing? You're interrupting my. Okay. You just be good. All right. I'd like to thank these patrons that make this show possible at this time. Tax your cheese. No, tack. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I was like, tack your cheese. Your. I don't know what I was thinking there. Sorry. I also had Bill and Tax Eckhart Adventure. But
ooh, that's a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, I was trying to go pizza themed, but that, that one worked. A double, yeah. So there you go. Bill and Tax Eckhart Adventure. I also had Eckhart Rich Pizza, which I thought that was kind of late. You know, Ed the Pepperoni Carrier, Maggie the Munchie Pizza. No, Maggie has the Munchie Pizza. Sorry. Didn't mean to fuck that one up. Just Old the Peppers, Joanne, and Greg. Chris has got to go. We don't have any more time for these nicknames. Greg, thank you for doing what you do and making all of this happen. So,
Chobies.
Lastly, everyone that joins us live, you really do make part of the show just fun. I mean, I look forward to tonight. Like, believe it or not, contrary to a lot of like online, Facebook gossip, I am not an angry podcaster. I enjoy hanging out with these guys every week, and I love all of the shit that they give me, especially when I can keep Chris from taking a big dump. So,
well, I say this too. I some people might think we don't like each other, but if I know if I needed you guys, if you needed me, I'd be there in a second.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I'll be there for you, too.
Yeah.
Well, I know that.
And I'll bring weed.
Even better. But no, we're just literally joking, and I thank everyone who just keeps listening to us.
Come back next week. We'll have some cheese for you. Great show, and kids. This was one of the cheese wheel.
I'll post the show earlier then.
Next week, we'll definitely have the link up earlier, so join us next week. It won't be on Wednesday, but...
All right, fucker. I need to go to bed.
All right. That
was like 20 minutes ago.
All right. You could say this show was Gouda.